We are entering peak wedding season. And the TLC network is inviting you to check out its latest reality show. It explores the needs of plus-sized brides.
Curvy Brides starts tonight. It highlights two sisters who serve only big, beautiful brides. The $5 billion bridal wear industry often overlooks them. Here's Karen Grigsby-Bache from NPR's Code Switch team.
How are you feeling?
Like a bride.
Curvy Brides focuses on the lives of African-American entrepreneurs Yukiya Harris-Walker and Eunicia Harris and their bridal salon, Curvaceous Couture. They're both beautiful with tawny skin, hazel eyes, and big, bright smiles. And while the Harris sisters are devoted to each other, they do love a little one-upswomanship.
Who's the oldest, Yukiya?
Well, if you ask like that, of course, I'm the oldest.
And also the first to marry, which she enjoys teasing still single Eunicia about. Curvaceous Couture began when newly engaged Yukiya began to look in stores for her dream dress, only to discover there was no joy in that experience. Nothing fit.
They were squeezing me into dresses, throwing dresses around my neck and asking me if I liked them.
Yukiya, then a size 14, had very few options. She finally bought a dress she so hated she wouldn't even look at her wedding photos.
The dress ruined the pictures.
The bust cups were not large enough to actually fit her bust.
The poor straps look like they're hanging on for dear life.
So the sisters decided to open a shop that offered chic gowns in large sizes for future big brides. And Curvaceous Couture Bridal was born. In the beginning, the sisters worked from the basement of their parents' home. Their dad generously gave up his man cave so it could be stuffed with clouds of satin, lace, and tulle. Papa Harris even played traffic cop for a steady stream of visitors.
He would be outside on the lawnmower pointing people to where to walk in. The store's in the back, ladies. He loved it.
Soon they moved into a sleek storefront in suburban Maryland, and for more than 6 years, they've been helping brides from sizes 12 to 44 find the dress.
Thank you for calling Curvaceous Couture. How may I help you?
Sometimes, Yukiya says, the brides come in with an entourage and the sisters have to gently redirect the posse's attention.
We have to let people know that this is not your day, this is the bride's day, and we have to be focused on her needs and her needs only.
Each bride is different. In the first show, Jen Uniglick is confident and vivacious. She fell in love with her strapless, crystal-embroidered ball gown-style dress the minute she put it on. She even posed for a test photo.
I saw how it sparkled on camera. It's the one.
Other brides need more reassurance. Quiet Elizabeth Bennett came with her mother.
I had weight loss surgery last February, and I was worried about, one, if I could find a dress that would fit, and two, how it would look on me.
She found and bought her dream dress and is now back for alterations. When Elizabeth walked out in her white cap sleeve gown, everyone in the room got a little teary.
Every bride on their wedding day should look and feel like $1 million, and I certainly do. And I never thought I could be that woman, and I'm so glad that I am. So I thank you both for this.
Yukiya Walker says she and Eunicia work long hours to get the right dresses for their brides, and experiences like Elizabeth's are the best reward.
Every time I see a bride get the experience that I didn't get on my wedding day, I know we're doing something special here.
Karen Grigsby-Bache, NPR News.